Kilgara Teaches Aethusa How to Fish by Jaleza Kazone. Read by Hana Nobira. When Aethusa cracked through his thick, blue-hued shell, Kilgara knew it was up to him to teach the new dragon how to survive outside the egg. Kilgara had had a colony of dragons to learn from. There was always someone for him to go to when he had a question or was in need of a snuggle. Today, Kilgara wanted to engage in one of his favorite activities, fishing. He thought the little white dragon might be game to try. "Aethusa," the old dragon called. "Let's go fishing." With a great flap of wings, the dragons lifted gracefully into the sky and glided over treetops and houses until they reached a great lake whose dark surface was unmarred by ripples and which perfectly reflected the few clouds in the sky. Setting down as gently as they'd lifted, Aethusa snapped his jaws with hunger, anxious to be on the hunt. The great dragon chuckled at youth's impatience and said with a sigh, "All right, young one, go show me what you can do." The white dragon took off in a flurry and soon splashed into the water, shattering his perfect reflection. Again and again, Aethusa attempted to dive after fish under that calm surface. Finally, dripping with water, extended claws empty, Aethusa's enthusiasm was dampened. The dejected young dragon made his way back for a dose of elderly wisdom. "Your tenacity is to be lauded, young one," Kilgara said. "Here are a few tips. If you follow my advice, you will be richly rewarded. First, find the fish you want." "But," Aethusa started to say, only to abruptly shut his mouth when he saw the look on the old dragon's face. Kilgara continued, "Once you have spotted the prey, note the direction it is swimming. Then you will aim in front of the fish and dive to that spot. In the time it takes you to dive down, the fish will have moved forward." A chirp of understanding came from the little white dragon, and he was filled with enthusiasm once more. The great dragon chuckled again and said, "Off you go. Try it again." Spreading his little wings, Aethusa lifted from the ground and hovered over the lake once more. Kilgara could see him spotting the prey, and suddenly a blur of white streaked down and there was a splash in the water. Aethusa crowed even though his talons were empty, for he had grazed the back of a fish. Again he tried and failed. Once more, and with a roar, he arose from the water with a big fish dangling from his feet. He flew back to Kilgara and rested at the great dragon's feet. Kilgara said, "Well done, young one," as Aethusa tore into the fish with rapacious hunger. The end.